when Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, we're up to Sif Tesvav, and we'll be doing Tesvav and Tezayin. Tesvav Chardal Shaloshal Me'erev Shabbos. Mustard that was needed Me'erev Shabbos. L'machor Yochal La'arbo Hein B'yad Hein B'chlit. The next day, on Shabbos, you're allowed to stir it again, whether by hand or with a kli. V'nosin L'tocho Dvash. And you can put Dvash, you can add honey to it. But V'lo Yitrof La'arvo B'koach. It's supposed to be spelled with a ches. You should not go and mix it very strongly with force. Elamar bo maat maat. You do it very very mildly. The Mishnah Berurah says this is talking about where the Bir Alachi says this is talking about where the mustard was kneaded well before Shabbos, and all you're doing is stirring it up again. Only that is permissible. Tezayin. Shachalayim, pir shachalayim ba'arvi, tachal lashar, ubalaz kreshin, shadochan me'erev Shabbos, lamachar nosin yayin v'chometz v'lo yitrof ela ma'arev. So this is something that is ground up, and what you're doing is adding wine or vinegar to it. So halacha is that is mutter, but you have to do it slowly. You're not allowed to do it with force. V'chein shum shadocho, if you cut up your garlic, Me'erev Shabbos, nosin letocho, lamacher, nosin pul ugrisin. You're allowed to go and add. Different beans to it. V'lo yitrof elama arif. It cannot be with force. Hagav yesh on loyarv bekaf elabiyad. Some say that you have to do it by hand as a shinui. So this is the halacha, that whenever you want to do an act of mixing the ingredients on Shabbos, meaning the actual stirring, and you need a shinui, a simple way of doing the shinui is you do it by hand. Says the Ramon, says the Mechaber now, V'yesh shomrim do'od ha'shori la'arev mashka b'chardel davka shenosnu b'bod yom, aval b'Shabbos also loseis mashka b'chardel b'shum ha'kedushim mishum lash. Says the Mechaber, this Yesh Omrim, which is the Sefer HaTruma, paskins that there's an Isser of Nesina, simply adding the ingredients are Asser. Says the Ramah, Hagov, im nosna ochol tchila v'achakach ochometz yayinam arubetz bo shari. So the Ramah says that you need two things. You need, first of all, that you change the order so that the Nesina is done with a shinui, and second of all, that you're mixing it with your finger. This way, you cover yourself both at the time of the adding ingredients as well as at the time of the stirring. You do them both with a shinui. V'chein nogim lahatorei de shinui. U'mokim shadakar las b'chol, yitein b'shabes ha'chometz tchila v'achakach ha'ochol. You always have to reverse the order. The Mishnah Berurah adds that the poskim explain that this is only talking about something that wouldn't be Lisha Daraisa. Changing the order would not get around a Malacha Daraisa. They therefore say that we're talking about a Blila Raka, which means a very dilute concentration, and as a result of it, a thin consistency, in which case the Malacha of Lisha here is only Drabanon, and there they were matered by way of a Shinui Seder. Whereas, if you would be talking about a thick mixture, then we would not be matur. It's halacha lemaisa. What are you allowed to do on Shabbos when you're mixing solids and liquids? The halacha is if the solids are cut up finely, large pieces this doesn't apply to, but if they're cut up finely, you're mixing the two. The halacha is you must first of all reverse the order, so you have a shinui in the nesina. Make sure that you're doing something that has a thin consistency, not a thick one. A blila raka, so it shouldn't be a daraisa anyway. And the actual stirring should be done with a shinui. What is that shinui? The shinui is you can do it with your finger. We'll later learn that you can do it by, instead of going around, you do a crisscross. And the Chaznish says you've got to take you have to go in and remove the spoon that you're doing it with between directions. Otherwise, eventually you're going to end up going around. So this is the way we paskin. We are choshish that there's an isser of nesina, that there's a chash d'oraisa on actually adding the ingredients. That's why you need a shinui seder. And we only do a belila raka. We don't do something stiff, as well as The second thing is that we do a shinui in the way that we mix it. Now, there are cases. It says that the b'shas hadchak, if something is really important, the makom tzorach, will even be matara blila ova, but doing all of these shinuyim. It seems like their chrein, they considered as a tzorach gadol, and they were matir mixing the way they made their chrein, which was mixing vinegar with the horseradish. And even if it was a blila ova, since it was a makom tzorach, they were matir by changing the order and making sure that you do a shinui in the way that you stir it. The question comes up in say making coffee. Is there any question of lisha there? We have powder that you mix in with water. The poskim say that if what you're doing is creating a liquid, there is no iser of lisha. Lisha is creating a semi-solid or a solid. Furthermore, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, as quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kelchasa, even says that if you're mixing, say, some kind of ground chocolate with warm water, and then you add cold milk to it, even though at the time that you mix the cold water, it's like a clay-like mixture, which should be a lisha, since what you're trying to create is a liquid, at the end, the fact that it is temporarily thick does not bother us, and that would be mutter. And this is especially important in preparing baby formula, where you may also have to mix it with a little bit of warm water and then cold. So there too, even though at the very beginning you're dealing with a lisha, later it turns out to be a drink and there is no lisha there.